We're learning Shabbat Yevachaladat, we're in Chelek Bet. We are in the second half of Siman Mem Chet. Siman Mem Chet was talking about using a wind-up watch on Shabbat. So the first section was that you're allowed to wind it up if it stopped working. It stopped working, can you wind it up from scratch on Shabbat? Rav Yosef thought that it wouldn't be so terrible, there's a lot of room to be lean, but he said nonetheless, most people are machmir, you should be machmir. If the watch stops working on Shabbat, do not start winding it again on Shabbat. That was point one. Point two was, but if it's still working, meaning the car didn't hit empty yet, can you add more gas to an already working car? That, he said, that you're allowed to do. If it didn't stop, you're allowed to continue winding it, because that's called Hamshachat Matzav. Right? There's a Tshuva of Nodeh Behuda to try to show that Hamshachat Matzav is something that is permissible. This is something that will come up in other issues using timers on Shabbat, which you'll rely on. That if a timer, you're not allowed to, if you have a timer set on a light, I want the light to go on sooner, I want to go on later, now it's off, I cannot move the timer to make it go on earlier because I'm making the havara happen sooner. I cannot make it go, let's say it's on, I cannot make it go off sooner because I'm doing mimaheres kibuyo. I'm extinguishing it faster. But if it's on, I can extend the time that it stays on. Or if it's off, I can extend the time that it stays off because that's considered to be hamshachat matzav. Continuing that which already exists, it's already lit now, staying lit, that's okay. Or if it's already off now, staying off, that's okay. So to here, the watch is already working, winding it is continuing its function. It's working, it continues to work, that's not a problem. He does point out that Rabbi Yosef, yes. Thermostat's a different question. Thermostat's a little bit different, particularly when they're digital, but... So, Ner Shemin, can you add more oil? So that's considered to be no. Now you're adding more, so obvious question is the Rishonim ask. Let's say I have a candle, an oil candle, right? An oil candle, meaning you have a wick floating on top of, just explaining the case, right? You have a wick floating on top of oil. Can you add more oil? So they say that's different because you're adding more fuel. There was only X amount of oil, and now you're adding more oil that wasn't there to begin with. So hold on. The electricity is different because... We were talking about electricity before. You're not... 1 minute. One thing at a time. Ner so shemen, you're not allowed to add more oil. That's a Mishnah. Not allowed to add more oil. Why? You have more fuel. There's a ner is over here, and the shemen is over here. There's X amount of fuel, and now you're adding more fuel to the fire that wasn't there beforehand. If you look at those Mishnayot in Perkei Avot, it says, well, what if they're connected before? If there's a tube connecting them, that's not a problem, right? Because it was, meaning this candle, when it was lit, was going to stay lit for a very, very long time because it has all this fuel. When you're connected to electricity, you're connected to the main station, whatever the power plant, you have plenty and plenty and plenty of fuel, so it's not an issue. With the watch, so there's a question, it's not really working off of a fuel. It's not exactly the same thing. There's a famous machloket between two achronim, the Egel Eital and the, I'm forgetting who it is, I think the brother-in-laws, about what's considered to be fuel. Something that just gets used up, or does it have to just be used in order to turn something? What if it doesn't get used up? That's a big machloket. We generally assume that it's not fuel. When you are turning the watch, there's no havara. Fuel requires havara, requires something to burn. Nothing in the watch is burning. It doesn't get hot. There's no electricity. There's no nothing. It's a wind-up watch. It's just a spring. So you can't violate havara because there's no fuel to begin with. You're not adding more fuel. Rav Yosef Misas said, no. Separate issue. It's a din drabanan. You're allowed to measure things on Shabbat. You can't take out a ruler and start measuring things on your paper. You're not allowed to do that. It's because there are the Rabbanan, you may come to write. You're not allowed to measure things on Shabbat. It doesn't matter what you're measuring, unless it's a Torah mitzvah. If it's a Torah mitzvah, by the way, you're allowed to measure on Shabbat or on Yom Tov. Nafkamina, if you want to know how much masa to eat, and you want to weigh it because you want to eat less, not because you want to eat more. Usually people eat too much. You can weigh it. You're allowed to on Shabbat and on Yom Tov. That's not a problem. But here, he said, no, you're measuring time with a watch. Interesting. I never thought about a watch as measuring time. It's correct. This is now, it's 6 hours and 20 minutes after 12. I've now measured how much time has passed since 12. I guess you could look at a watch like that I'm measuring time. We generally don't look at a watch as measuring time. We look at a watch as telling time. It's not how much time passed since X. It's Where's the sun in the sky? Then you're not able to look at the sun, because I can tell you also, well, the sun was over here before, now it's over here, so that's measuring. Of course not. That's not measuring, that's just looking. So Rav Avadia says that's not an issue. He says that's not an issue. We don't assume that that's an issue. Yeah.
According to that far, if I had a solar-powered watch with an 18-hour storage, I should be able to use it on Shabbat.
So we'll have to get to that. What if it's powered by? So far, we're talking about automatic watches. The next two, Bamim Tet, is about a battery. So we'll get to that. Solar is clearly different. It's somewhere in between.
Or I have one of the wind-up watches.
So that's question number four. So that's question number four. So we'll get there in a moment. He points out that there are those who say, no, there's a minhag not to wind it up on Shabbat. He says that's just wrong. No one ever said that. Anyone who quotes that there was a minhag not to wind it on Shabbat, the minhag was based on an error. They thought you weren't allowed to, so maybe they didn't. So telling me that people don't because they're wrong doesn't really help you. So he says they're wrong. You're allowed to. And even anyone who has a minhag, that they're not supposed to, we don't wind up watches on Shabbat anymore because most people don't have a wind-up watch. So it's not really an issue. Question four was, what about an automatic arm movement-activated watch? Meaning instead of winding it, every time you move your hands, every time you walk, it turns something inside, and that effectively functions as the same thing as winding it. It accomplishes the same goal. Close enough. Right? When you move around, you don't have to wind it anymore because you move naturally. Maybe if you talk with your hands like I do, then you get the you can supercharge your watch. But the watch moves on its own. So what about that? Now you're charging the watch without doing anything at all. But I know that I'm doing it. Meaning I know that if I leave the watch on my dresser, I leave it there, it's going to die. It's going to stop working. If I put the watch on my hand, magic is going to start working. No, it's not magic. It's because I move. So I know that the watch is getting charged because I'm moving. So he says, first of all, if you're allowed to, according to what he said in question three, he says you're allowed to wind the watch if it's still working. So if you're allowed to wind it directly if it's still working, certainly you're allowed to put it on your wrist. How is that any worse? That's no worse than if you're allowed to wind it, you're certainly allowed to put it on your wrist.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the derech. So that's the derech shimush. It's normal way, but clever. But oh, he doesn't like that. But he says even those who don't want you to wind the watch while you're wearing it, right? Even while it's on, will agree that this is less. This is certainly allowed. Why? You're not doing it on purpose. It's happening sort of by itself. You don't intend it. It's a psik resha. You're not doing it on purpose. I mean, if you sat like this with your hand, okay, maybe there'd be room to talk. But that's not what you're doing. It's happening by itself, and therefore, it's not a... Correct. As long as it has not stopped completely. If it stopped completely, then it would be the same issue as winding it. He's saying it has not stopped completely. You're just putting it on your wrist, and then it's going to continue. And the last point he has is, can you change the time on the watch? So we need your help here for a moment, because he doesn't address this point. I apologize. He says you're allowed to change the time on the watch. If it's slow, it's fast, you can change the time. You know why? He says it's working. You know it's 5 minutes late. So right now, if it's 6:24, my watch is 6:30, I know that it's 6 minutes fast. So I can still tell the time. It's still working. It's just fast. It's just slow. It's still working, and you can change the time because it's still working. My question is, I think we've talked about this before. When you pull out the pin to change the time, it stops. Is that true of a wind-up watch as well?
No, because it's a spring. It's a same distance. So if you take it out, you continue winding. So if you take it out, you will not stop it either because spring is working.
So there's a difference between a battery-powered watch and a spring-powered watch. On a battery-powered watch, when you pull out the peg, there's a name for this, when you pull out the little guy on the side, this is the crown, this little guy?
Yeah.
Okay, you pull out the crown, okay, the small crown. When you pull out the crown, okay, we got to name it something else. When you pull out the battery, it stops turning. So now it stops, so now you have a problem.
On which watch?
On the battery watch. On the wind-up watch, it doesn't stop. He's talking about a wind-up watch. He's talking about a wind-up watch, and he says, you could change the time. If you could change the time, because it's working before, it's working after, it hasn't stopped working. You might, he doesn't talk about this, but you might say there's a difference between a battery-powered watch and a wind-up or an automatic watch, like an automatic, like by hand motion watch.
Mechanical,
that's what we're talking about. A mechanical watch, a wind-up.
There's two. No, there's mechanical that you wind it. Like
yeah.
There's one that you just, it moves all the time. Yeah, by your
does that one also, what happens when you pull out the crown on the one that you do this?
The only one that stops is the battery.
Okay.
The last spring, automatic the last spring.
So what happens there?
It's a weight. It's a half weight.
It's a weight and a plate.
So when you pull out the crown, it keeps spinning?
Yeah.
Okay. So on an automatic watch, or a mechanical watch, which I understand in my language is the wind-up watch, or the one that you wear on your arm and it automatically charges. That's what he's talking about. What? But then you're late to tefillah. You want to wear a watch, so you're on time to tefillah, you're on time to your chavrutot. You guy have to. You need more chavrutot then, apparently. Maybe your chavruta needs a watch, okay? So let me just finish. Those you're allowed to change on Shabbat because you're not... It's still working. That's what he says. He does not talk about a battery-powered watch. I'm suggesting...
It's electric circuits.
So I'm suggesting that... Okay, leave that... Okay, that I didn't know. But even if it wasn't, when you pull out the peg, you stopped it. And if it stops, so then it's not what he's talking about. It's not what he's talking about. He's talking about a mechanical or an automatic watch. And those you can, if you have them, you can change the time on Shabbat because it was working before, it's working during, it's working after. You haven't changed it from working.